that achatis apnim, the damis nesrim is derech apnim, to gain arbayim v'shleish yom kippurim, the 43 zvikas that are done on Yom Kippur, the achat also shel par kol Mashiach, and the 11 that's brought on Kain Gadol, does the chet yatavi with special power, the yachor also shel par velam devil, when the shel tzibur, when the tzibur does the chet velam devil, according to Pesach of the Beis Magadol, that they have to bring their par velam devil, the other 11 zvikas being done on the Mizbeach HaPanim. Now the Brass explains, the Sefer says in Machlokes are this. What's going to be Pigu, Bein Rishona, or Bein Bishni, or Bein Bishlishis? By all these poem here, there are three different sets of Zrikas. Rishona, Rashi says, means the Matonis that go on the Lefnay Lefnim, and the Prechus. Or even inside the Prechus. Then Bishni means the Hazorus goes on the Prechus. And Shlishis means the Hazorus goes on the Zer Hazor. What's going to be if you have Machshavas Pigul on one set? Not on all 11, but only on one set. What's going to be the Lacha? So it says if you're a Meir Rama Pigul, yes, it's Chal Pigul. If you have Machshavas Pigul just B'Shach to Zrika on the Mizbeach HaPanim, even though there's always before you did not have the Machshavas Pigul, it's Chal Pigul. And the Chayav Mal of Chorus, the Chachom Mal of Chorus say though, that Ein Bei Chorus, no, it's not Chal Chorus. But that's how the real Pesach Pigul is Korbin, at Shiafaga B'chol HaMatir, until you have the Machshavas Pigul during the whole Matir, during all three sets, both the Azoris on the Afnai and Afnim, the Azoris and the Prechus, and the Azoris and the Zvech Azev. So, Katani Mius, what do you learn over here? That Pigul Ben Rishon, Ben Mishni, Ben Mishlishis, Opolog, Zuchu Yisli Klili, that the Neyes Svar is, that you could be Mefagul with the Chatzi Matir. It was clearly contrary to Neya. Even though you only had the Machshavas Pigul on one set, not on all three sets, so you did not have the Machshavas Pigul during all the Matirim, and still it's Chal Pigul. So you see, not like a Shlokish, that the Svar of Remeir is the attack holds, you could be Mefagul with the Chatzi Matir. So Moses says, no. Omer of Yitzchok. Baravin, Hocha, B'mayasino, we're talking about over here, the going to pigul bishchita b'chad matiru. We have the machshavas pigul b'shah shchita. So shchita is one matir. That's one avoda by itself. The shchita itself is its matir. So b'shah shchita is hard to come with meya. Pigul b'shniya pigul. That's just the going shenish b'chadam yachra shegama matanus b'chnim. So like this. After you made the matanus b'chnim, then you spill the rest of the dam. The kind law we hold the Gemara Yuma, it says, what do you have to do now? You don't have dam to make the rest of the hazois. Is Yavi Yach, you have to bring another power. The Yach of Eichel, you understand in Eichel. Ugo Roshach Rosh Hashemi, when you shechted the second power, Tigger the Shkutas, you had a mind Tigger in the second one. Come the Mayor, the Hezei, power, the Hu power of the Tigger. She had Tigger boy, the Avoid Shleima. He had in mind, during the whole Avoid of the first power, that's the Skiddish. So the kids of the pigul is during one whole avoda, during the avoda shchita, so it's not called the chatzi matir. So now says, if that's the case, what's the machlokes then? So the Gemara Yochi is so, my time with the Rabbanim, that's the reason why the Rabbanim said it's not called pigul then. Because the machshav was during the shchita, that's one matir. So it is on a river, man chachom hu to chachomim over here, Rabbi Lezi, because according to Rabbi Lezi. The Tnav Rona is this. Ha-Koymates, Fi-Halevoyna, Fi-Aktoros, O-Minchas Kahanim, O-Minchas Koym Mashiach, O-Minchas Nisachim, Shikrov Miachas Mihem, Kezayis Pachutz, Chayif, if you bring even the Kezayis of one of these Pachutz, these are all things that are supposed to be burned inside the Beis Hamikdash, so if you burn a Pachutz, you Chayif, it's called Halos Chutz. For a Lezer Pet, if Lezer says no, your Pet is no Yisrael, Halos Chutz. Until you bring all of them, you have to bring all of them bachutz. So here, according to Rabbi Lezer, that even though Kizayis is called an avodah, but Rechayi bachutz, you have to bring the whole mincha. It's not enough just to bring the Kizayis of it. So therefore, also, even though the Maisi brought two poem, and the Shchita on the second one was done with the Machshavas Pigul, but since the Maisi, all the Hazoris are being done with two poem, you still have the azrikis on the lefnai lefnim from the first pair, and on that pair you do not have a machshavas pigul. So if according to Rabbi Lezer, it's not enough. For according to Rabbi Lezer, you have to have a machshavas upon the whole thing, not just on one kezayis, not just on one shchita. Here, since you have two different poem, like two different shchitas, it only be chal pigul, you have a machshavas on both shchitas. For the more high, Roma Rav says, Umoydu Reb Lezer b'domim, Reb Lezer agrees though, that by domim it's not that way. That if you throw this dam bachutz, you chayiv, argue on a little bit, and there Reb Lezer doesn't argue. He only argues by menochis, by kmitzis, but not by dam. See, by the heimah, we're talking about the heimah, the chur Reb Lezer should be moida, that one shchita should be enough. Tisnan, the Lord of Gemara and Yuma, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Oimim, Mimokim Sheposak, Misham Hu Maschil, from the place where he stopped his rikas of the first one, he continues on with the second one. So you see, according to Reb Lezer, that you do not have to have the whole thing by Domim. So in the case, the same case, we had the first pile, and you made some of the rikas, and the dam was filled out, so you bring a second pile, and you continue on. Says even though it's from two different poem, still each one's called an avoider by itself. Even Reb Lezer agrees that by damim each avoider is called an avoider by itself. He can't tell me the reason why it's not chal pigul, because it goes according to Reb Lezer. So where is it true? And all my Rebbe says like this: we're talking about now that with one pile and taki, he only had a machshavas pigul on one set over here. So we're to kash according to Reb Meir. Why is the chal pigul there and it's only a chatzi matir? So Rebbe said the case over here was kegoin she pigul b'rishayna. He had a machshavas pigul b'shas he did the first set on the fnim. V'shas he b'shniya. When he brought the second set of Isaiahs on the poiches, he did it without a machshavas pigul. Alright, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. But, so Kamash 1, that's the finish in this case that we do not say about b'shayna. And therefore, it's not chal pigul. That's the case over here. Again, so Rav says we're going to pigul b'rishayna. The first set, true, he had the machshavas pigul, but b'shasak b'shniya, he kept quiet when he brought the second set. V'chaz were pigul b'shlishis when he brought the third set. On the Mizbeach HaPnim, again he had a Machshavas Pigol. So that's the Chiddush over here. Now that I might want to start to say, E Saka Daitach, Hadas Rishaynu Mahader, if you're going to tell me that really the second set was also the Machshavas Pigol. And the reason why he was Shosak was because he was Seimach on his first Das. Says so, Pigulu Bishlushis Lomeli, what do you have to have Pigol on the third one for? So I would have thought to say, since he says pigul in the third one, it's right, the second one, he did not have a machshavas pigul. And then Echnami, even according to Rav Meir, it's a mefag v'mechatzi matir. So Kamashu, not the Chiddush know, that again, like Rishloka says, that true, for chatzi matir, you cannot make pigul. But over here the pshat was, that since Peshat the first Zrikis, he had a moif v'mechshavas pigul, even though the second one he was shosik and the third one he said again, still we say, the second one that did Bishnika, he really did it, al das Rishayna. Therefore, it's similar, like he had a machshavas pigul, that's why it's like a chal pigul. But it could be like Rish Lakish, the current Rebbe Meir, if Yoni mefagol, Yoni have das, during half of the matir, it's not chal pigul. But here it's considered like he had das during the whole matir. The Lord says no, maskevel Rashi asked the question, midi shosikatoni. Does it say here that he kept quiet? It doesn't say he kept quiet. So that can be the pshat that the first set yes and the third set yes and the middle set no. Sifra Gemara says rather, Elom Ravashi, Hochav of Mayaski, no, we're talking about over here, Kagoyin Shepigub or Rishayinu Vishniu Vishlishis, that during the four Zrikis that he does on the Mizbech HaPnim, the first three of them, he had a Machshavas Pigul. Just the fourth one he did not. That's the Machlaikis. So what's pshat Rameya? It still goes on Das Rishayinu Vishniu. What the Chiddush is like this, that now the same I would have thought to say, E Sagadani, if it's true what you're saying, that Koloisa Das Rishayna Waisa, that a person does it, Al Das Rishayna. So, Nehede Pigulu Bechol Chodol Lomeli, If he had a machshavas pigul during the first rikum, and then he built the second, third, or fourth, why does he have to speak it out again the second and third time that he has the machshavas pigul? If you tell me about rishonu oisa, he shouldn't have had to speak it out. So I would have thought to say, since he speaks it out during the first three, and the fourth one he does not mean to be mefagel on the last rikum, and therefore since that's part of the materium, it's not considered a pigul. Kamash run, that's machlokes. The Rameya says no, that it's always called Adas Rishonu Oisa. And even though the first three had a Machshavas Pigul, and the fourth not, it's also considered he had a Machshavas Pigul.